If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am your host today. I am Shane Larson, the One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. The One Funnel Away Challenge is our 30-day challenge that we take people through the basics and principles and foundations of funnel building utilizing the ClickFunnels software. And we hope to, our hope with the challenge is to allow you to not only build a funnel, but start driving traffic to that funnel and understanding the psychology behind everything, and being able to build a list and just being able to have a fully functional sales funnel by the end of that challenge. And here on the podcast, we interview customers who have gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge. Some were entrepreneurs prior to the challenge, some weren't, but they come through the challenge, they learn, they implement what they've been taught, and they've seen success. And by success, I mean they started generating revenue, they've gotten their funnel up and out the door, and they're here to share their stories with us. And today we're going to be joined by Kirsty Wilson. So Kirsty, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. I'm thrilled to be asked.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love this stuff. I absolutely get giddy every single time that we get to speak to customers. So, you know, Kirsty, let's rewind the clock a little bit. I asked the customers on the show, you know, tell us a little bit about your background in business prior to taking the One Funnel Away Challenge. So before you ever took OFA, the One Funnel Away Challenge, what was your business background?
Limited. I have a bit of an eclectic background in terms of career, done lots of things, medical devices, car sales, I mean, you name it. I've been a cruise consultant fairly successfully until the last year, because of course nobody's sailing right now. So, and in the past, I've run an online business for Brits wanting to emigrate to the US because, you know, my message, because it was a mess when I did it. So a little experience, but not a whole lot. I am, however, probably about as big a marketing nerd as Russell, and learned that because I was in sales without a supporting marketing department, so figured out I had to do it myself. So like Russell, and I think this is why it resonates with me a lot, I got into the Glacier Kennedy Insider Circle stuff way back in 2008, and I was a member of my local chapter. So that's kind of where my marketing nerdiness comes from. And again, why Russell just resonates so much with me.
Oh, wow, that's awesome to hear. So you, not only did you have a sales background to some capacity, like you had mentioned medical devices, you had mentioned, you know, cars, whatever. Yeah, you had the sales background, consulting for cruises. I also love that, like, you were very well-rounded with, it sounds like, with the career choices that you had in regards to sales and so forth. So that's actually really cool to see that background. And I love that you said, my mess, my message, you know, helping those that are immigrating, you know, over. Right. And my mess, my message, like, it's kind of like how you were able to help them through your own personal experiences. You know, I love the fact that you resonate with Russell as well. That's another key point I wanted to unbox there. So many customers of ours that we see, entrepreneurs, you know, they resonate with different people. But Russell is so relatable in a lot of ways. That's one thing that's amazing about him, is that so many people can relate to him. It doesn't matter what background you're from. He is just super, super relatable. And that is what draws people to what he's teaching. And that is why he's so passionate about what he does, is because he knows he can help so many different people. Now, Kirsty, you're coming into the One Funnel Away Challenge. You came into the One Funnel Away Challenge with this background, but I want to know, what caused you to want to take One Funnel Away? Like, when did you, like, I know you knew Russell, you knew who he was. You obviously got you're a marketing nerd, like you said. You're like, yeah, I love it. But what made you, you know, when did you find out about One Funnel Away? And what made you want to take it?
So let me give you a little bit of a backstory to explain. I, in the middle of the whole pandemic thing, just because things I'd gone through myself, and if I may be, this might be a bit TMI, I'm at the menopausal stage, right? Mm-hmm. So in going through that, none of us talk about it. It's crazy. I decided I wanted to do my personal training and my health coach certification. So last year, 2020, that's what I did. Knowing that coming out of that, I wanted to work with women same age as me, going through the same thing on weight loss, because I did the gain 30 pounds thing, mm-hmm. right? So it was in doing my health coach certification, I came out of getting that knowing that I've had businesses before, I've studied marketing, you know, I've read E-Myth, I've read all that stuff, right? So knowing that I wanted to jumpstart this business out the gate, thoroughbred, let's get this thing going. And it was actually a fellow coach who'd done the program, the certification with me, who said, go do Russell Brunson's 5-day challenge. So I ended up, that was how I ended up in the funnel, doing the 5-day lead challenge. And of course, the one funnel away gets pitched to you there. Now, of course, I got it by email and all other stuff. You start Googling Russell and then it comes up. And of course, I've got the trilogy book. So, right. So that's how I ended up into it. The other portion of that was knowing I wanted to kickstart the business really, really fast. And I know it's all about systems and processes. And I have a good working knowledge of the basics of marketing. I'd done another coaching program for which I'd paid a lot of money and wasn't really happy with kind of the techniques that they taught. So I felt like I'd got a bit behind the eight ball here and really wanted to speed things up. And I just, everything I'd read, seen, heard, and in doing the 5-day lead challenge, I knew that the process, you know, the lead magnet, the build a list, the do the $7, do the upsell, it just made sense to me. Everything I've ever read about marketing, all the gurus I've ever read, you know, and the list is long, it just made sense.
I love that. I love it. It just made sense. And the fact that you had already taken the 5-day lead challenge, I want to talk about that. For those who are listening who either are thinking about going through One Funnel Away, you're an entrepreneur right now, you're listening to this, you're a business owner, and the 5-day lead challenge, it's free and it's 5 days, and you just go into it to learn how to build a lead magnet, like a lead magnet funnel, kind of. You're just going to try to drive leads. Every business needs leads. And so, again, I think that was one of Russell's, outside of OFA, of course, I'm biased there because I run the challenge, but outside of OFA, I think the lead, you know, the lead challenge, 5-day lead challenge, was such a genius idea of his. It was so helpful and so impactful for people because, yeah, it's only 5 days long, but it gets you what you need to, like, understand the process of a funnel and how you can generate leads with that. So if you guys haven't done that, check out the 5-day lead challenge. We encourage all One Funnel Away challengers to go through the lead challenge prior to the One Funnel Away challenge because it helps you get the process started. That being said, you also were just talking about, like, how I love that how open you are, first off, and, like, how you knew you could help people. In 2020, a lot of people shut down, right? A lot of people shut down because the world shut down. But there were, you know, the small percentage like yourself that was like, okay, well, I'm going through this. How can I make an impact still? And you decided to take it to another level. Like, you elevated while some people went down, you elevated. And I respect that about you. I think that's awesome. That can be a lesson for anybody out there. When things get tough, you got to find a way to elevate. And you did. So funny thing that you found the One Funnel Away challenge, and you come into it. You had taken other coaching courses. Were you a little bit apprehensive? I want an honest answer here, because the One Funnel Away challenge is $100. It's $100. So relatively speaking, it's extremely cheap compared to what most, you know, marketing courses are out there. We all know what they are. If you're in business, you know what courses cost online and so forth. Were you apprehensive at first, even though you'd heard and seen cool things about it? Were you apprehensive with it being such a low price point?
No. Especially having done the 5-day, and I was completely already sucked into the Marketing Secrets podcast. I mean, I am 100% Kool-Aid drinking in the world by now, right? Even before I started One Funnel Away. So, I mean, I knew I was being pulled into a funnel, right? I mean, I knew exactly what the process was. And, you know, I'll tell you now, it works, because I'm doing 2 Comma Club Live next week. I'm already signed up for Funnel Hacking Live. I mean, you know, yeah, it really is Kool-Aid in here. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, I knew. And again, marketing background. I mean, remember, I started this by telling you I was Glacier Kennedy Insider Circle back in 2000. You know, and Russell's the first to tell you a lot of what he learned was Dan Kennedy, right? And Dan Kennedy's process is the same thing, right? I mean, he might not have called it a funnel back then, but it is.
Yep.
Right? You buy a book, you get on the email newsletter list, you get back then you got physical newsletters in the mail from Dan Kennedy, right? And then the next thing you know, you're going to an event. And the next thing you know, you're in Insider Circle. Right? So I knew, no, the price didn't cause me any concern because I knew I was at the bottom of that funnel or the top, whatever way you want to look at it. And there was a value ladder coming. I knew it.
Oh, I love it. No, I really love to hear that though, too, because you knew you were in a funnel. I just love that phrase. I knew I was in a funnel. Like I, and it's not a bad thing. Some people think of it as like, oh, they're trying to sell me. They're pitching their sale to me, and I don't like that. I just want to learn. And hey, listen, like that's just, it's not necessarily like, you got to understand that you got to get that like mindset out. I don't know how to explain it. Like you got to wipe that out and just be understand, like appreciate the process. But yeah, like what would happen if we just taught you and then it just cut off? Like if Russell just taught, if any marketer just taught you, then it just cut off. What's the point, right? Like that doesn't help benefit the consumer. It doesn't help benefit the person, you know, presenting it either. So, yeah, there's a funnel process, and I love that I knew I was in a funnel. I think that's awesome. Okay, so you come into the challenge, Kirsty. You're in there. Obviously, you got marketing experience. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, like you mentioned. I'm just quoting you, like drinking the Kool-Aid. You already listened to Marketing Secrets. You knew who Russell was. You got the trilogy set, marketing background, business background, but I want to know, did you have any missions inside of the One Funnel Away Challenge that either were new information to you or helped you open your mind to a new way of thinking, or maybe the light bulb went off like an aha moment?
There were two big takeaways for me very quickly. And it was one of those, subconsciously I knew it from everything I'd already read before, but Russell just preaches it and like bangs the nail so much, like the hook story offer. Absolutely. Hook story offer. Whatever's going wrong, whatever's not working, it goes back to those three things, right? And if you know a little bit about marketing, it's really quick to figure out which part's not working, right? So I, for example, I came out of the funnel. I've built my funnel. I've got my flagship. I've got my bump. I've got everything in place. I've started running my Facebook ads. I put Hotjar on my page. So I've got people coming to my page straight away. I've got people clicking on the video. I can see that. I can see them scrolling because I've got Hotjar. I can see exactly what they're doing and nobody buys. Okay, well, my hook works. My story works because people were reading that long form sales page, but nobody bought. Everybody bounced when they got to my offer. Okay, well, my offer sucks, right? Right. Okay, and I'd never thought of it I'd never managed to break it down to such simple terms before. I was always overcomplicating it before. So now it's just, is it my hook? Is it my story? Is it my offer? Okay, that was the big takeaway, the boiling it down to something so simple.
You know what? That is a great point. I think a lot of us, myself included, we overcomplicate things. Like we overcomplicate it. And it's because, you know, it's our business and we're trying to like, you know, and there's money involved and our livelihoods are, you know, involved with this type of stuff. So I get it. Like there's some emotional attachment to what you're doing. But that causes us to overcomplicate it when in reality, go back to those three fundamentals, hook, story, yeah, offer. And I think a little bit of humility, correct me if I'm wrong, Kirsty, but a little humility is necessary when we're building these things out, because like what you just said right there, like my offer sucks. Well, a lot of people, myself included, I'm including myself in these things, we don't like to admit that. Like, my offer's the best offer ever. Like, I don't know why they're not buying. Like, tell me about maybe this would be advice, not just telling me, but telling the audience, you know, how humility plays a factor with you. Like you notice, you're like, the hook's working, the story's working. I can see that they're going through everything, but my offers quote unquote sucks. Like how do you implement the humility and understanding, like, you know, maybe I need to change this up and being okay with that rather than being so prideful, like, no, that's my baby.
But it's all, I mean, it's marketing, right? It's marketing 101. There's so many things that Russell and a million other people have said at this point, but we know, right? You might think you've got the best message, the best product, whatever, and you can tell a million people, will you look at my funnel? Will you do this? And they can all say, your video sales letter is so awesome. Your video is amazing. Until you put it out there the market will tell you. Nobody else but the market will know what the market's going to do, right? You've always got to be in test mode. It's a trial, it's a test until you figure it out, right? I know, so I've gone into this and I have a goal in mind. I have a full-time job still, and I have a goal in mind for being able to walk away from that full-time job. But I'm not really in control of that. And I know that, right? I've got to keep tweaking, testing, throwing those hooks out there, seeing what resonates. I think I know my audience. I am my audience. But what I would buy and what 99 other women would buy is not the same thing. And until I figure that out, I don't know. And more importantly, as a coach, as a health coach, I can't help them until I understand them. I mean, I have a great program and it works. But if it doesn't resonate with them to get them into my program, I'm not helping anyone. So it's that over-deliver thing again, right? It's the serving. It all comes back to the same stuff.
Oh, man. I love that. That was huge. That's super impactful. Like, I'm sitting here taking notes while you're talking. I mean, test mode. Always got to be in test mode. I think if a listener here, like an entrepreneur, business owner, understands that concept, if I'm in test mode, then okay, like I'm okay. Like once you're in test mode, you can start making these adjustments. You're okay making those adjustments. Mentally, you're okay with it. You're not so emotionally attached and mad at the consumer, because the consumers are the ones who are going to be buying your product, who are going to be paying for you and your services. And I love that you said, I can't help them until I understand them. That is how you understand. When you're in test mode and you're constantly changing things, you're constantly testing and you're taking data and you're understanding, you can't help them until you understand them. And what you might think is the best offer might not be the best offer. You got to let the market speak to you. I think that is huge. That is a golden nugget. If you are listening to this right now and you did not take notes, rewind this like 30, 45 seconds and take notes. So that was big time. Now,
but that's the whole way through, right? So, I mean, it's from throwing the hooks out there, but even when you've got them, when you've sold them, whatever your product or service is, you should still be in test mode. I mean, I've had a bunch of ladies go through my program and I'm tweaking it constantly because I get questions. I think the video and the stuff I've got in my membership area is just logic. But again, we're back to what Russell talks about, technobabble, right? And they come to me and go, what do you mean? Oh, okay. Let me tweak it. Test mode. If I'm going to help them, I've got to let them help me.
Ooh. I love that. And I can echo that, you know, even in the One Funnel Away Challenge, some people think that this is like this, like, oh, it's so great. But we have made since January. So we've been running the challenge since September of 2018. But in January, we changed it to a new version. We call it OFA 2.0. It's the newer version with updated content and so forth and the way that we present the content. But even since January, we've updated it. We're constantly updating a little bit. And sometimes people don't notice the changes that we're making on the back end as far as how we're delivering certain things. But we're updating constantly. Even this morning, I'm adjusting a few things here and there based on, quote unquote, customer feedback. Like, we have to know what do they like? Why, we might think it's absolutely phenomenal for $100. Like, they don't need any more or something, you know, but no. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, but we need to adjust things so they can learn at a different, you know, like the way that they need to learn might not be the way that we think they need to learn. So we need to adjust a few things here and there. And so we do the same thing. We're always testing and shifting things, but that's okay. Like it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because it helps the ultimate goal of serving more people. So I love that. Now, if we go into the challenge again, Kirstie, you're working on this funnel for your health coach, to be a health coach and so forth. Did you have an email list of any kind prior to that, or was this like brand new for you in this space?
I did because of the other not so successful coaching program I'd done. Gotcha. I had 400 on my list. I've got nearly 2,000 now. I'm growing it. But again, I've done a couple of lead magnets that haven't been that great either, and that's okay. Just keep writing another one, do another one, put it out there, right?
Totally. But I mean, the reason I was asking is like, did you, when you finished your funnel, did you market to that 400 person email list? Because some people don't even realize, like, oh, I've talked to customers that have done that. They're like, I had this pre-existing email list and I've never actually marketed a new service to them. Did you actually market to that list to, you know, when you had your funnel done?
I did. Yeah.
Was there success with that particular list?
I really looked at it. Again, we're back to that test mode. I wasn't expecting to sell anything to them. They joined the list with a different kind of campaign,
right,
and a different mission. So they weren't really expecting that kind of offer from them. So I'm really kind of, I'm doing a different email campaign with them to kind of warm them up to the change I've gone through, if you will. But I got good feedback from it because they're also in a private Facebook group that I have for those ladies. So I kind of see them in two different ways, if you will. But yeah, I did market to it and I got great feedback, which again, I just took as testing. I didn't sell anything to them. I didn't expect to.
That is perfect though. Like, so, okay, you don't have to sell to them. That's fantastic. So some people can, like, that's what I was going to get at. Like, Russell's like, hey, have you hit up your email list before? Have you? Oh no, I've never done that. And then they, you know, market their new product. But if your pre-existing email list is not the same customer, like it's not your customer avatar for what you're currently selling, yeah, then maybe utilize them for the feedback. That is, you can still utilize the list that you have if you do so the right way. Thank you for sharing that. That's exactly what I was trying to get at. And I think that's phenomenal. You know, you're coming through the One Funnel Away Challenge, and I want to know the customers, they think it's, you know, there's a lot of information to consume in there, even if you're pretty knowledgeable about marketing, but I mean, especially for newbies, but there's a lot of information to consume and it can get tough at times if you go through a mission that you're not quite used to. Did you hit any roadblocks during the 30 days? And if so, Kirsty, how did you overcome those?
The big one for me was time. I already kind of mentioned I have a full-time job as well as trying to do this, but I knew that going in. I mean, you pitch it very well that, you know, Russell does an hour and then, you know, you got your tech calls and all that and you got the consulting calls and then you got the strategy and the one pager. I knew I was probably going to get behind during the week and I just let everybody know, hey, I'm doing this 30-day challenge. This could literally be the break or break for my business. So socializing is going to have to be on a back burner for the next, you know, 4 weeks, and the weekends are going to really have to be about catching up and doing the work. And so that's just what I did. It was really just a time and bandwidth thing for me. But again, anybody coming into this who doesn't maybe have a marketing background, they may hit a few roadblocks with like the tech and stuff. Because we get into that fairly quickly. And that was actually, can I just go back up a little bit?
Go for it.
You asked me earlier on for like some of the takeaways. There were actually two. So the one was the test mode. The other one, it was Steve Larson's first weekend training. And he talked about just-in-time learning. And that was literally a pen drop for me. I was listening to it and I'm like, I think anybody going into this funnel to do the One Funnel Away Challenge that wants to build a business is a certain type of personality. Right. And they're going to want to get it done, move on, make it perfect. You know what? That just-in-time learning thing that Steve talks about was literally a quit trying to get it all done, quit trying to make it all perfect, get the darned product made, get the lead magnet done, get your $7 thing done, film the video, get it done. You don't need to know how to do that yet. You don't need to know how to set it up in ActiveCampaign, whatever it might be, right? Get to that when you need it. Stop stressing about the stuff you don't need yet. That was a massive thing because I'm super perfectionist. I wanted it all done. And I mean, I literally have the notes from that weekend thing right here, like up there. And I have to look at it all the time.
That is so important. And I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you for rewinding there too. Cause yeah, we definitely want to hear that. This is why I love doing these interviews is because we get to hear from entrepreneurs like yourself that are in the thick of things. Obviously, yeah, One Funnel Away Challenge, we want to highlight that, but we want to know like the things that you're learning and the things that you're implementing in your life and that imperfect action, better than no action type of thing. Just like, I know we hear that, but the way that you said it there, the way that you kind of unboxed it, how it impacted you can resonate with a lot of different people. Everyone here is, oh, imperfect action is better than no action. But yeah, guys, if you come through the One Funnel Away Challenge, pay attention to that specific mission that Kirsty's talking about from Steve Larson, because it'll click, you know, just get it done. Like, and people don't want to hear that, but yeah, just get it done. I can't tell you how many customers have been blessed because of the fact they just got it done. And then they figure out that, you know, you fill in the missing pieces later. You just get the stuff done that needs to be done instead of being like, you know, stop here, stop here, stop here. And I'm telling you guys, Russell himself, I've been there. Like, he'll patch things up after he needs to patch them up, but he gets the important pieces done. I've been part of it where he's had projects where we've had to get it done. Crying out loud, One Funnel Away, when we first did it, like, he did it live. We were learning the One Funnel Away challenge live with him, and then we had to teach about it an hour and a half, 2 hours later. We didn't know what he was going to teach until he taught it, because he was like, hey, listen, this is how I'm going to do it, and we'll, you know, adjust accordingly later. But we're like, okay, so he does the important things, then we patch it through to make things better later. So that's really cool information.
It comes back to that hook story offer thing again, though, right? So when I first went through week one, I'm a post-it girl, right? So I'd be like, oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do that. And around my desk, like, this whole wall was just post-it galore. And it was overwhelming because it was like, I need to do all this stuff. And then Steve said that. And I just literally pulled them all down and threw them away and went, no, what I need to do is create my product, put it out there, and see if the hook and the story and the offer work. That's it. That's what I need to do right now. If it works, then I need to worry about figuring out how to build the follow-up campaign, how to send it out, all that can wait. So I sell a couple of products and I don't have a follow-up in place. All right. I spend 2 hours on Saturday afternoon doing that. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love that it clicks, and then that you know, implementation is the biggest piece too. Like, you're implementing it. A lot of people hear it, they don't implement it, and you have. And so obviously you've seen success. Talking about success, Kirsty, you know, success is defined in many different ways, but, you know, obviously when you build a sales funnel and you're doing a business, for you, it's being a health coach and so forth. And you're trying to get this, and you even mentioned your ultimate goal. You know, you have goals to make, you know, to offset your 9 to 5, your full-time job, I should say. 9 to 5, I say, like, that's 9 to 5 is just a typical thing for full-time jobs. Some people work 7 to 3. Some people work 4 to 4. Right. Who knows? But your full-time job, eventually, you'd like to be able to offset that and do that. So everyone has their goals. And so generating revenue is a big piece to success and being able to do that. I like to talk to people who've earned their One Comma Club award. In ClickFunnels and One Funnel Away, the One Comma Club for us is anyone who's generated $1,000 in their sales funnel. Because that's the first, like, in my opinion, major victory. Yeah, your first victory is your first sale, first dollar made. And then you continue to build off the momentum, and everything continues. First $1,000 is, like, in my opinion, the big major victory. And then the Two Comma Club Award is the first $1 million through a sales funnel. So I want to know, how long did it take you to generate the revenue for a One Comma Club Award after you finally launched it for your health business?
The One Funnel Away I did was the March 22nd one. Right. Okay. I hit the $1,000 on April 30th.
Okay. Wow. All right. So within a month and a week-ish.
Right.
Okay. Did you launch your funnel live at its, like, before the challenge was fully over? Like, at what point were you able to actually put your funnel live online for people to start buying?
Somewhere in week 3. I think. And again, it wasn't even really intended to sell. It was just the test mode thinking, right? I knew Rachel was coming up back again. Rachel was coming back on day 22 or whatever it was, right? And I wanted to be ready. So I'd done the day 4 and 5 thing of getting the business page up. And I just started to start dropping hints, really, on my business page that I was building an ebook, building a webinar, right? And just started to drop. So I did 4 or 5 days of, you know, a conversation or a video post or something. And then I just drop a hint that there was something coming. And my business page is still not massive. But I just put it out there and then I just launched the funnel. I didn't even know if it was all connected properly and it was working. I'm just like, put it out there, test it. Let's see what happens. If it breaks, it breaks, whatever. Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I had a couple of sales on it really quickly.
I am so proud of you. I think that is so awesome. Yeah, if it breaks, it breaks. That's the cool thing. People think it has to be perfect. Okay, well, unfortunately, yeah, you might miss out on a sale or two, but that'll teach you for the future, right? If it doesn't go through, you will adjust those things and learn along the way. That is so awesome. You were able to earn your One Comma Club Award after just having it launched for a week or two. You know what I mean? And that's the impact a funnel can have. I want people to understand that. Like, a funnel online, yeah, like, somebody might know, like you said, I knew I was in a funnel, but, like, it's a better experience for the consumer and that's just the reality. People might argue that, but that's why sales funnels are so effective, because it is a, whether or not they know they're in one, they're going to your site for a reason. They probably want to check it out anyway. So yeah, they're going there because they're interested. And the funnel process is more, it's a better experience for the consumer. I've done it myself. I've bought things. I would rather just go and get what I need to get that I'm interested in, rather than, you know, having to choose between 5 million different things. And so a funnel is a better process and a better experience for the consumer. Pretty much generally speaking, all the time, whatever. Right. I think it's awesome. You were able to do that. I think that is phenomenal. And now I want to know, I mean, that was just, that's so crazy, in March. And then all of a sudden you're like building this. And you even mentioned a 2000 person email list. You're continuing to build just little things, momentum. That was 3 months ago that you took the challenge. Not even from the time that we're recording this. What should we expect to see from you in the next 3 to 6 months before the end of the year?
I'm going to make my first 10K in a month.
No doubt. I have no doubt that's going to happen. I have no doubt.
Kind of made the commitment, you know, like Russell always says, like, put it out there. Right. Yeah. Well, actually Steve talked about it in that first weekend thing too. myself and three of my girlfriends have booked to go on a New Year cruise. And I told them, whether I've made it or not, I'm buying dinner at the most exclusive restaurant on that ship for New Year's Eve, whether I've made it or not. And I know what that's going to cost me. So dang, I've got to make it.
I love that. That is awesome. See, this is why I love talking to people like yourself. Love it. You know, you put it out there. I have no doubt that if you continue doing what you're doing, you're always staying in test mode. Like all these golden nuggets that you shared, things are going to work out for you. You've already built an email list more than most people have in a lifetime. So you're already doing the things that are necessary. You're building the momentum. And here's what I want to know. Like, is there, if someone's listening to this and they're like, hey, I want to take part in Kirstie's services. I want to see what she's got to offer. Where's the funnel? Where can we find your information? Whether that's your funnel, whether that's your Facebook page, both, whatever. This is your opportunity to kind of share with us where we can find it.
Thank you. That's fantastic. It is wellwomencoaching.com.
Wellwomencoaching.com.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. I'll put that here in the description if you guys are listening. Wellwomencoaching.com. Go check it out. Even if it's not you, if somebody that you know that could fit the mold for what, you know, the people that Kirstie is serving, she talked about it earlier in the podcast, like her niche, who she's trying to help. Her message. I love that piece of it too. I'm just like all these little golden nuggets. I took notes. I think that like you just had so many awesome phrases. Now, Kirstie, the last question I'm going to ask you, we've kind of already talked about it without talking about it, but $100 for anybody who's, you know, debating taking the One Funnel Away challenge. They're on the fence. Was it worth it?
50 times over. More than that. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually in the middle of another one right now. Just for the tech support. I mean, honestly, the stuff you learn in the 30 days is, I have an MBA in marketing. I didn't learn anywhere near this, and that thing cost me 50 grand. So yes, $100, it is the best. If you are serious about building a business by using a funnel, you'd be insane not to do this challenge. The stuff you will learn in 30 days is literally more than a lifetime's knowledge of reading every guru out there. Absolutely. And I mean that genuinely. I learned more in the 30 days from the, I swear to God, 300 books I've read on marketing.
Oh, wow. You know what, guys? That's coming from her, not from me. I just wanted to see because it's impacted her in a positive way. That is why she's sharing that information. We want to see you guys in the One Funnel Away Challenge. We have one every 2 weeks. One's coming up soon, so make sure to go to onefunnelaway.com, sign up for it so that you can be the next one here. You might be sharing your story one of these days. So Kirstie's done it. She's implementing it. She's even back for more. We have tech support in there. We've got live consulting calls to help you with strategy. We've got the missions from Russell. It's all structured in a way that helps you see things just one by one, take it one day at a time. So we really want you guys to come and see for yourselves. And again, I'll remind you guys, wellwomencoaching.com. We'll put it here in the description. Go follow Kirstie and see, you know, what she's got. And I cannot wait to hear more about your New Year's trip one of these days, once you're able to pay for the dinner and it's nothing for you. You're just like, tax write-off, whatever. This is nothing.
Absolutely.
Can't wait. So Kirstie, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I had a blast listening to you and speaking with you. And I hope the other ones did too, but thank you so much.
I just hope I helped someone else get excited and do something about it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I have no doubt you did. For all those listening, make sure you share this with your friends and family. And if you enjoyed it, come join us, the One Funnel Away Challenge, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.